even sing. Afraid to reveal what's going on inside this skin. Automatons that surround me. How can I tell whose side they're on? All that I see is the opacity, and I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared that I like it. So here I am, my back against a wall, my mind heavy with indecision. You spend your whole life in pursuit of happiness, but you never ask what'll happen when you find it. And I did. Now I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared that I like it. Well, what if I do? What if I'm crazy for you? What if I'm just crazy to begin with? Should I put my trust in us? Should I just trust my gut? Or is that the very thing that got me into this? 'Cause now I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared. And I'm so, 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 so scared that I like it. What is this terrific bliss? I seem to have found myself in. I'm afraid if I tell anyone, might just fade away. But if I keep it to myself, will I stay unengaged?
This is Peter Marinari, and that was the debut of my original song, Unengaged, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 6, Suite Number 3. The title of this suite is A Confidence Game, because all three of these songs deal with self-confidence and lack thereof. And I put Unengaged first, because really Unengaged attacks that on two fronts. On one, there's what the song is actually about. I wrote it, I believe, the day that I asked Elisa's father for permission to ask her to marry me, which was over the summer of 2007. And you can read a detailed account of that in a post on November 2nd, 2007, one of my favorite posts from last year. But it's just about, it wasn't the lack of confidence in doing that thing, but the lack of confidence that came in the wake of that. Like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? And furthermore, I can't even tell anybody about it. You know, everybody's got their opinion on weddings and on marriage. And I really just wanted to have something that was my own, and my own with Elise and with the very close members of my party. And so I really had to keep it in, which is unusual for me. I don't know if you noticed, but I can be a little chatty, and I wasn't blogging about it, and I wasn't talking to people about it. So I only had me to rely on for a lot of that time, and my co-best ladies. And so it was about confidence that I could see the process through to completion. But on the other end, it's also about confidence in performing it, because at the time I just started voice lessons, and I wrote that melody almost just as an exercise in getting it up into falsetto over and over again. I didn't ever think I was going to perform it that way. And even after the song was finished, it didn't really feel finished because I still didn't think I was really going to do that. And so I didn't get slotted for a trio or anything. And so a couple of weeks ago, I just finally said, oh, hell, I've got to play it somewhere. And I went out and played it in a bar. And not only did it go really well, but I got a really positive reaction to it, which doesn't really happen. I mean, people, you know, don't necessarily react to it all in a bar. So that really said to me, like, there's no reason to be unconfident. If it's your song and you wrote it that way, then there must be a reason it's in falsetto. So that's why you're hearing it tonight. And that's why it's so appropriate to be the first song in a confidence game. The title of this next song is Tangling. I wrote it originally in fall of 2001. And last time I recorded it actually was just about a year later in fall of 2002. So it's been over 5 years since I've had a recording of it to listen to and to share with you. And it actually was the anchor of this set. I knew when I picked this that it was going to be called A Confidence Game, and the other two songs came along to join it. So take a listen, and afterwards I'll talk a little bit about why it was central and is central to this set. So here is Tangling.
I was unable to speak, and I was unable to breathe. I was unable to see what you were doing to me. I had my feet on the ground, shuffling to the beat. You were the end of my week, and you were the dreams to my sleep. But oh, oh, I can feel my stomach twist when you are talking to me. In the night I can't resist, and oh, you are tangling me. So I heard you were bad, was the word on the street, that I should come and see the chip off of your shoulder, 'cause now you are complete. But it put me off, there was something missing from you. Something was definitely gone from the girl I've been kissing. Ooh, 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 ooh. I can feel my stomach twist when you are talking to me. In the night I can't resist, and oh, you are tangling me. So saw you again, it was no big deal. It was ripping off the scab before my wounds had a chance to heal. And yeah, it still hurts. Yeah, there's still pain. There's a cliche hole in my heart where all these feelings remain. And oh, I can feel my stomach twist when you are talking to me. Not I can't resist, and oh, you were tangling me. No, whoa, I can't feel my stomach twist when you are talking to me. Into not I can't resist, and oh, you were tangling, 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 tangling me. Oh, oh.
So that's Tangling. It's really great to hear it after so long. And it's such a simple song. I mean, it's about a really simple thing. You know, somebody moves out of your life for some period, whether they, you know, go to college or they move away or you know, take a long vacation and you think, wow, we're so connected, you know, and then they get back and you don't feel that connection immediately. And you wonder, was it so tenuous that it just dissipated with the distance? Or is the person different? Am I different? Or, you know, what I found out about person in that song is that, you know, people change over a period of time and you have to take some time to retune that connection. And that song's actually been retuned a little bit. It's in a different key than it used to be. It's actually lower now. And also, it's got a little bit more specificity around it. It's a very simple song. I mean, it's almost got this very sort of Beatles-ness to how plain it is. Not to say that I think it is good as a Beatles song, but it's just very simple in that way. The chord structure is very, very plain. And in rehearsing for this trio, I actually tried to bring a little bit more specificity into the voicings and rhythms, which is kind of what I do when I write a song new now, like Unengaged, you know, started out with all of that. And it's really indicative of the fact that I do have a rehearsal process for trio right now, as frightening as that is, because I really don't want to get into overdubs and fixing things. So I need to just be able to play these songs really well in one shot. And it took a really long time for Tangling to get there, as simple as it is, because sometimes I was losing some of it in the translation with the simplicity. So having said all that, this next one actually does have an overdub, which I can explain myself. But first, this actually debuted in Trio Season 3, which is in 2002. And it was actually in the trio right after the last version of Tangling that I did. And back then, a debut meant, like, seriously, that I had just written a song, like, that day or that week, unlike Unengaged, which, you know, took, like, 9 months for the debut to occur. And what's funny is I've been recording this and practicing and recording and practicing and recording, and it always seems to be missing something. It's too slow or it feels empty. So finally this morning I was like, okay, I have the other two songs. Let's just play this to a click track, you know, vocals and guitars at once and see what's wrong with it. And the answer was nothing. I played it in rhythm. I didn't have any problems. But what I discovered listening it back to the click, now knowing that it was in rhythm, was that it just felt like a little too loose at certain points. And so I exercised my right to one overdub and went in and put a little bit of percussion on two different parts of the song to try to just keep it in motion a little bit better. And, you know, we'll see if it works or not. It's an unusual thing for me. But it seemed to make me confident enough in the song that I put it in the freaking trio, which has been otherwise in the can for several days now. So there you go. It's called Wonder, and it's actually the least literal of all three of these songs. We sort of went to from something that was very much about my life to this one, which is the most abstraction. But I think anybody can identify with that, kind of just walking down the street, or in this song, in this case, in the train station, you just see somebody and in your mind you have this whole fantasy about them in like a split second, like, oh, I could be their friend, we would go to the bar together, blah, or like, you know, maybe it's a romantic thing or whatever, and then they get on the train. Maybe that's just me. So that's what Wonder's about. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed, and I hope to be back with another trio in slightly less time than this one took. But if I'm going to be as happy with it as I am with this one, I actually wouldn't mind taking the time. So thank you, and I hope you're happy with it as well. That's way, way more important. Thanks so much.
Quarter to five until half past ten. I am singing again, 'cause it caught me like a bad habit, like cigarettes, like nicotine. Now I'm dirty and I'm stuck with it, cancer of creativity. I can feel it spreading under my skin, and it's a wonder to me. I wonder what I mean, and sometimes I wonder if I should believe what I hear. It's a wonder to me that anyone is on the same page, and when they are, I wonder if they're reading the same thing. Corner of her eye in a subway station, but the motion of the car drove her away. Just another person lost in a crowd of people. Sometimes I get lost in a crowd of people. I forget which one I am. Sometimes I try to believe what I hear. It's a wonder to me that anyone is attention. So don't you just turn around and pretend that you don't hear the sound of me, 'cause that is not what I asked for. I just want what I asked for. I got a couple of shitty songs. I keep them, I guess. Not enough to right the wrongs of all the people I miss. Let her trickle by me like a pouring rain. Wonder if I'll ever see her again. She's probably better off without me.